Building a power line with a road next to it can drive down the costs of constructing that line, as well as the costs of repair and maintenance work on the electrical link. Ketchikan resident J.C. Conley, who's chair of Southeast Conference's Energy Committee, told a gathering of about 40 people Tuesday that a road was critical to building an economical power link between Petersburg and Cake. He said the lack of a road impacted another power line project in the region.
The intertie between Ketchikan and Tyee Lake was cost over $100 million. $50 million of that cost was directly related to the routing of the line in order to ensure that there wouldn't be any roads built. And there is a ton of existing road between here and Cape that the Forest Service built, and some small connections in the submarine cable, and we could get power in Cape. So.
Southeast Conference, a regional economic development organization, has commissioned a study on the feasibility of a Cake-Petersburg intertie and looked at several routes between the two communities but did not consider a road link. The Alaska Energy Authority's Jim Strandberg said there could be benefits from joining the power line project to a separate State Department of Transportation road project.
I learned that there is the availability of a 300-foot road and utility easement along the route that DOT has proposed for the roadway, and that alignment seemed pretty wide. And I thought that there might be a way that we could speed up the construction of the intertie if we combine forces. I know it's a novel idea that two agencies would actually get together and cooperate, but that's the idea.
Cake runs on costly diesel fuel, and the high price of living and lack of jobs have forced many to leave the island community. The town of just over 500 people has lost nearly one quarter of its population since 2000. Besides cheap power, Mayor Henrich Kadake said a road link to Petersburg was the next best thing for Cake's economy.
It's going to add to our economy. It's going to do a lot for our people. And if we just sit there and wait for the road to come, we wait forever and nothing's going to happen. We can have cheap electricity, but who's going to come to Cake and put in a fish plant? Who's going to come to Cake and put in a business with no way to get your product out of Cake? I mean, I feel bad about having a road too, but I have to think of my people. Who needs to survive?
Another Cake resident, Robbie Garrett, owns a dry bag company in the community and said Cake needed cheaper power to survive.
We don't look at this as, well, we get a power line, you know, we're there. That's not the truth. The power isn't what's going to make our economy grow, but it's what can stabilize us, and we can put the other building blocks in place so that we can grow. And hopefully that we can help some of the fish processors here in Petersburg instead of having to run back and forth all the time with the energy costs and increases. Maybe they can do some business out of Cape.
Residents there pay 3, 4, or 5 times the cost of cheap hydropower that's available only 40 miles to the east in Petersburg. But people in Cake voted against a road connection in 2003. Nevertheless, the state is looking into a connection using roads and a short shuttle ferry between Kuprinoff and Mitkoff Islands. The Department of Transportation's Southeast Regional Planning Chief, Andy Hughes, told the audience that the Petersburg Creek Duncan Saltchuk Wilderness limited road connections.
And the wilderness area precludes, it extends all the way to the Duncan Canal Saltchuk and down here, and also extends on the opposite side, the southern side of the passage here, for closing these other options.
The DOT has been doing reconnaissance work on a route that runs from the city of Kuprinoff along the eastern shore of Kuprinoff Island up to 12 Mile Creek, and then linking up with existing Forest Service roads that lead into Portage Bay on the northern side of the island. From there, the road would continue westward to more existing Forest Service roads that lead into Cake. Hughes said they would put in a pioneer road along the existing gaps to help with the intertie construction and later improve that road.
Ultimately, we're looking at constructing a road that's two lanes and paved. if we proceed as planned, we would develop a plan for location of co-location of the two facilities, the road and intertie, and move the intertie first and construct a support construction road in the gaps.
DOT's plan would require a new ferry terminal in the city of Kuprinov and a second new ferry terminal right next to Petersburg's existing terminal, as well as a shuttle ferry similar to the Ketchikan Airport ferry connecting the islands. Prior estimates of the power line put construction costs at around $30 million. The DOT's ballpark estimate for a finished two-lane road and ferry link is $131 million. In addition, based on a 2004 estimate, the state says it could cost another $415,000 a year to maintain a road between the two towns. Petersburg resident Eric Lee said wind, tidal, or hydropower sources closer to Cake were better options.
I don't see why Cake has to accept the road, which historically they've never wanted, because they're desperate for power when there are other solutions.
Others voiced strong support for a power line. William Bergman said he was 110% behind an electrical intertie, but did not want to link it with the road building effort.
As far as the road and the intertie, I think it's a mistake. I think Cape and Petersburg should push the intertie hard, get it done now. I think putting the road in with it is going to slow it down, and the more you slow it down, the more it's going to hurt Cape.
Still, others saw economic potential for both a road and power line. Petersburg resident Dave Omer is one of the owners of a grocery store in Cake.
We're getting hit by energy costs in another way. Our freight costs continue to rise higher and higher and higher. So we see some opportunity with the road to be able to give us access to more regular freight, cheaper freight, and we're willing to take on the competition that could come with that. It would be wonderful if, in Cake, if there was some retail competition, some business competition. So we're in favor of that.
As manager of Trident Seafood's plant in Petersburg, Omer also said there was an opportunity to bring Cake Fish to town on a new road. Omer also owns a parcel of remote land along the proposed route.
At 5 miles, right beside Sockeye Islands there, we've got 26 acres that I'm not sure if you go right over us or right around us or what, but we will definitely be impacted by a road running by our property. And my partner Joe Short and I have discussed it many, many times. It will change the character of our property potentially. But as we look at our experience and the stories that are out in Cape right now, it's a sacrifice well worth making.
The Alaska Energy Authority has $2.5 million to do design and permitting work for the power line to Cake. AEA hopes that money, as well as funding from the state road project, could cover the costs of getting the line ready for construction. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.